situation presented itself, and she was, you know, agreeable to it. If not, just someone I could go, a female I could go and do some things with. It was always, I could go out with some fellows go hunting with and this and that, but, you know, it wasn't, wasn't the same.
But during this time period, Cindy Paulson kind of popped in there. What?
Well, not afterwards.
That was kind of in between. There was some before that. We talked to a gal that you had brought to the house just prior to that. But then Cindy Paulson just kind of, what happened is the urge to... Was something going wrong?
No, it wasn't going wrong. I guess it was just the urge that I wanted to, I never had, any sexual relationships or anything off any or even closer with any of these women with from his dad and so forth, you know.
You were hoping to, weren't you?
Oh yes. There was three gals and entered my my ad that know that two of them had suffered with. Had suffered with and so forth, and you know, asked if they would like to do something. Three of them even had in my home.
Did it upset you if they turned you down when you asked for sex with them?
No.
That was acceptable.
Well, I didn't. Of course, come out and say, hey, you know, nice gal and so forth, would you like to go to bed with me? You know, nothing like that, no. I wouldn't have said nothing like that to them. I never got the indication that she was interested in me, you know, like this here. And, well, that was the end of it, you know.
These women wouldn't proposition you like this, like the ladies in the street would.
Oh, no. They were just nice people. I never met one lady there that wasn't just one hell of a nice person that I enjoy just being with, you know.